Tomorrow, the sun returns, but still rather brisk. High 66, but gusty winds add a bite to the air. Chilly again Saturday night. Low temperature by Easter sunrise down to 45, but a nice recovery Easter Sunday with a high near 80 and lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery firefighters battled a house fire late last night in the 600 block of Ponce de Leon Avenue. Fire officials tell us no one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Department of Corrections conducted a major security sweep at Holman Prison near Atmore Thursday. 300 state and local officers were on scene for the sweep. Multiple weapons and cell phones were found in the prison. And the mayors of Alabama's five largest cities are speaking out against some proposals in the legislature. The five mayors oppose a bill that will allow the installation of utility poles and wireless facilities within the city-owned rights of way. They also oppose an ordinance that restricts or limits the use of single-use containers by retailers. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Cup. Oh, yeah. Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up.
Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup.
The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season?
The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend,
Guys, welcome back in to News and Views. 8 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Baron Coleman here with you on a Friday. Dave Mowry will be in shortly. I think 84 may be joining him at some point. I do have a host of news. I did what I promised I would do and start getting through the Mueller report. I did not get all the way through it. As I said yesterday, I absolutely would not. Hang on just a second. This cannot just be pollen. It's only when I'm in the studio. I don't cough like this any other time. All right, it is Friday. The rules on Friday, there ain't nairn. So if you want to call on a Monday through Thursday, you run the risk of being chastised if you get too far off topic. Call in on a Friday. Hell, you can talk about anything you want. And it's a good day for people like Bob or Don or other lousy callers to call in, because I really can't do much on Friday. I got to kind of sit there and take it. That's the reality of how the rules work on Friday. Yeah, now, if you get hostile to the host, too hostile, I'll take a modest level of hostility on a Friday. But if you go getting too hostile with the hosts, I might also dump you. But, you know, I'm not necessarily going to. We'll see what happens. I do have some some takes on the Mueller footage, but I want to preface it. I want to preface it because you got to have context of why. You got to have context of why can't I find it now? I had it pulled up earlier. You've got to have context on why the Mueller report exists in the first place. Why did people try to go after Donald Trump? Donald Trump, since the mid-1980s, maybe even the early 1980s, has been saying the exact same thing. The United States cannot continue to support the entire world's military defense. The United States cannot continue to be the police officers of the world. Our allies need to pay a greater share of their own defense budgets. This country's trade deals are ripping off the citizens to the enrichment of the rest of the world. And other things that the globalists hate. And the corporatists, frankly. You know, corporatism and globalism are two different things. I often throw them together, the globalist corporatist horse, because usually they're allies in most every fight. They very rarely are on opposite sides of any argument. And it's important to separate the globalist corporatists and the globalist corporatist whores. Those are two different groups of people, too. So you have globalists, you have corporatists, and then you have globalist corporatist whores. Rarely do you just have globalist whores or corporatist whores. Typically, you have globalist corporatist whores and globalists and corporatists. Those are three different groups of people. The globalists and the corporatists are the ones who, for ideological reasons, globalists, or for profit-driven reasons, corporatists, have an interest in commoditizing humanity. That's globalism and corporatism. The desire to commoditize, to control humanity across international boundaries. You have people like Kim Jong-un in North Korea and Raul Castro, I guess, now in Cuba, Maduro in Venezuela. And you've had people over the years in the Soviet Union and Cuba and other places that want to commoditize and control humanity within their own national bounds. But rarely do those people try to go transnational. I found a use for trannies that doesn't have to do with sex. Transnational. Rarely do they go beyond their own national boundaries, those types of people. But globalists do. Globalists are the ideologues, and the corporatists are ones who are just doing it for sheer profit convenience. They often work in concert because the globalists realize that the profit motive for corporatists is so alluring, so desirable, that they'll do anything to get it. So if the globalists can dangle out and explain to the corporatists how they can make money by joining forces, they do, and they often always do. Profit's a very, very powerful motive. And what you end up with is the need for some intermediate group to help control the masses. Enter the whores, the globalist corporatist whores. That's your politicians, that's your media. That's the people who make some money and get some power by advancing globalism and corporatism. Those are the whores. That's your Barack Obama, that's your Hillary Clinton, your Bill Clinton. That's your Nike, John Deere, any of these other companies that produce most of their products overseas and import them back in and sell them to you. That's your corporations who are advocating for globalism and corporatism. Those are the corporations that are advocating for globalism, basically. Poor trade deals, exporting wealth, exfiltrating wealth out of the United States into the hands of other people around the world. Donald Trump, for his entire existence, his entire public life, has been opposed to globalism and corporatism. It's odd that you would say a multi-billionaire is opposed to corporatism, but he is. He is opposed to corporatism. All you got to do is listen to what he says. They never thought he could win. But they were so enraged and angered by the fact that he was running and saying what he was running and saying what he was saying while he was running that they determined right then and there that they would destroy the man. They did it before he even started running. See, they thought he was going to run in 2009 or 2008. So the anti-Donald Trump hate started then. Then they really thought he was going to run in 2012. Because he'd been going, you remember the birther stuff? He'd been going after Obama pretty hard. They really thought he was going to run in 2012, so they amped up in 2011 the Destroy Trump campaign. And then when he didn't, I think they thought they'd kind of gotten away with it, that he'd sort of decided he was never going to run. And then in 2015, as he descended down the golden escalator in Trump Tower and gave one of the great opening campaign speeches of all time. Jack Campbell and I watched that speech live in our office. It was remarkable. We were laughing out loud during the speech. It was remarkable watching it. But nothing he said was any different than he'd ever said. Everything Donald Trump said during the 2015-2016 campaign was the same stuff he'd been saying since 1980. We're getting ripped off on trade. We can't be the nation's police, the world's police force. You can't control your enemies, but it's time our allies start paying their fair share. and they sought to destroy him. And when I say destroy him, I don't mean they just sought to derail his presidential bid. I believe to this very day, the operation that began in mid-2015 and went well after his election was never intended to, I mean, it was intended to derail his presidential bid, but that was a side effect. The real goal was to put him in prison for the rest of his life as a treasonous traitor to America, to crush and deflate all the Trump supporters, to beat down and hold in abeyance forever any desire to ever challenge the globalist corporatists ever again. To show and send a message, if you come at us, we will defeat you and we will destroy you. And we will put you in prison for the rest of your life, you and your kids. You don't think that Trump Jr. meeting at Trump Tower with Veselnitskaya, the Moscow-linked lawyer, remember that? Remember that meeting? And they show up and Steve Bannon's there and Jared Kushner's there and Don Jr.'s there, and they can't figure out why this woman set this important meeting to talk about Russian adoption. She presents herself as a high-level person that has great information, and she gets there, and she just drones on for an hour about Russian adoption, and they finally end the meeting and all leave. Do you know where Veselnitskaya was the day before that meeting? Do you know where she was immediately after that meeting? She was meeting with operatives from Fusion GPS, the same company that was being used at this time by the government, originally by Hillary Clinton's campaign, but also by the government, by the Department of Justice, the FBI, to try to take out Trump. Why do you think she was there? And had Trump lost, what do you think would have been the outcome of that meeting and other meetings like that? Why do you think they were sending people like Joseph Mifsud to meet with George Papadopoulos? Why do you think Stephen Halper was getting involved? They were setting up a criminal case against the Trump campaign, its operatives, and his family, and himself. They were setting up a criminal complaint. They were setting up a criminal case. Those people were all going to lie about what happened. They were going to manufacture records. And they were going to put him in prison for the rest of his life. That's what that was all about. Yes, it was designed to keep him out of the presidency, but that was ancillary. That was ancillary to putting him in prison. So that he will never, ever again come back and try it again, and no one else would ever, ever again try to challenge the globalists and the corporatists. The culmination of that was the Mueller report. That was the culmination of all that. But you have to have the background to understand why the Mueller report ever existed in the first place. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'll be back in a minute. 272-9228, and we'll dig into some of this.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustments festival-based floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup.
Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Concentrate, distract me, stops me doing work I hate, and just to show him how it feels, I walk past his desk in heels, one leg resting on the chair, from the side he pulls my hair.
Amy, all right, 25 minutes after now, I like to believe Amy's singing this to me.
I've been here before.
I mean, when she was alive, not now. That'd be kind of creepy.
Not now, you know.
25 minutes after 9, Dave Mowry has joined the program.
Finally made it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Comes in for a week, thinks he can come in 30 minutes late.
That's what I texted. I said, he's on Jack's schedule now.
hard to find good co-hosts these days.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, my man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. He's not worried about globalism and corporatism and the horrors associated with them. Riley Manning is worried about putting a good paint job on your home or business or commercial enterprise. It doesn't matter how big or small the job is. Some people, when they have a big job, say, I don't know who to call. Who can handle my shopping center? Who can handle my gymnasium? Who can handle my baseball stadium? Well, Riley Manning can. Call him. 799-1284. 799-1284. Some people say, well, my job's too small. Who's going to come and just paint a bathroom? Who's going to come and just paint the staircase?
Riley Manning.
I've got the answer for you. Riley Manning.
Yeah. 799-1284. It's that easy. 799-1284. You can check him out online at RileyManningPainting.com. He's got that Riley Manning guarantee. I'm not talking about just that award-winning smile. I'm talking about the pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. 799-1284. Give Riley Manning a call. All right. So what's in this Mueller report? I still don't believe Mueller ever set out to take out Donald Trump, because he could have.
Right.
He could have. I mean, lost in this whole thing is that Mueller absolutely could have destroyed Donald Trump's presidency.
Well, we could have had a constitutional fight over, you know, if a president could get indicted. I mean, there are a lot of places this could go.
Right.
And there's a reason. And here's the other thing: there's a reason he's not taking it there.
I agree.
And the reason I think is the origination of the FISA warrant, and I think it's it's that he was duly elected, and that, you know, nothing that he found, you know, runs up to impeachment, or even indictment.
Well, but I mean, there's evidence. There's absolute evidence that Mueller did not set out to destroy Trump's presidency. Because if he did, the number one thing that he could do is try to impact the 2020 election. And how would he do that? He would have demanded Donald Trump sit for a deposition.
Right. Well. And then we'd have had a fight about that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I'm getting there. He would have demanded Trump sit for the deposition. Trump would have said no. He would have objected. That would have become public.
Yep.
And everybody would have gone, oh my gosh, what's he hiding? Why? But then they would have filed a lawsuit. I mean, they would have filed a case about it, a motion demanding he testify. It would have been granted by a D.C. judge. Trump would have had to appeal it to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, where it probably would have been affirmed. And yep. By that point, everybody's going to be going banana saying judges are even telling Trump he has to testify.
Yep.
And then it would have gone to the United States Supreme Court, where Trump can't win. And here's what I mean by that.
If they
say he has to testify, he loses.
Then he has to testify.
If they say he doesn't have to testify.
Well, he appointed two of the judges, and they didn't recuse, and
yep.
It's a partisan hack, yep. Blah, 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 blah.
Because it would have been 5-4
right.
With Edwards being the, or not Edwards, Roberts being the deciding vote.
Yep.
So, likely, I think Roberts might have told him he had to testify.
Yeah.
Because Roberts has gone full globalist.
Yeah, I would say he's been there long enough.
Yeah. He's gone full globalist.
Gone full globalist. I think he was probably there from the beginning.
He probably was, but he was parading around as a conservative for appearance purposes. So that conservatives felt like they safely had the Supreme Court within their grasp. Bob Mueller did none of those things. He didn't issue a subpoena demanding Trump testify. It was never taken up in front of a judge. It didn't go to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and it didn't go to the United States Supreme Court. You're telling me Mueller didn't know all the things that I just said? Dave knew it so well, he was saying it before I could say it.
It's almost like I listen to the show.
And Mueller knows.
And I mean, we can game out, you know.
Yes.
I mean, it's just game theory.
Right. But that's what would have happened. That's exactly what would have happened. And you know what the timeline on that would have been?
Oh, it would have been happening, like the court case would be like right after the Republican National Convention.
Probably.
But right before the Democratic National Convention. Yeah. Well, I guess Democrats go first this year because they're out of office.
But it probably...
But you know what I mean?
But yeah, it would have been... The Supreme Court would not have heard the case before the November 2020 election, I can assure you.
Right.
Or they would have come out a month before.
Saying he had to testify. But the whole time, it would have been this fight of, you know, what's the Ninth Circuit going to say?
Yeah.
What's the Fifth Circuit? Which one is the
D.C. Circuit.
Yeah, okay. You know, what are they going to say? And then there'd been a controversy on that, and there'd have been a million takes on that. And then...
Because they sit for an October term.
Right. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Which would have been a perfect time to drop that bomb.
So they'd have appealed it up, and then, like, again, to the Supreme Court would have been October.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, yeah.
That would have been the October surprise.
That's right.
Derailed the Trump presidency.
Yep.
So you look at this and you say, okay, if his goal was to destroy the Trump presidency, then he could have issued a conclusion on obstruction and said he absolutely obstructed justice, but we can't charge him because he's the president. He didn't say that.
Nope.
He could have demanded he testify, which would have held this cloud over him for the duration of his term and timed it so that the Supreme Court drops their bomb in October. of 2020. Either way, it would have harmed him. There was no winning if this got to the Supreme Court. Now, does his comment that he's make more sense? Especially in the context of you can't win once there's a special counsel. It's an automatic loss. Doesn't matter whether you've done anything wrong or not. The perception's there.
Yep.
They hang over you for years.
Well, and look, this thing's not over. You know, you have a Democratic Congress who's going to pore over every word of this.
I think that helps Trump.
And issue subpoenas and yada yada. But I'm just saying, they're just going to keep this in the, you know, I mean, you could see it yesterday before the report was even released. You know, they were saying, well, you know, remember when it was keep calm and trust Mueller?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now it's like, oh, you mean Republican partisan hack Robert
right.
Mueller?
It was Mueller time, remember?
Yeah, that's right. It's Mueller time.
And there was a Reddit, the Mueller.
That's right.
Mary Catherine Hamm probably had the take of the day yesterday on CNN where she said, I hope they didn't skip leg day because their legs are going to get tired as they keep moving the goalposts. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to keep moving the goalposts for the next 18 months, they're going to get really, really tired. As a side note, Mary Catherine Hamm looks like she's on steroids.
Right?
She has gained so much muscle in her upper body. Holy mackerel. Well, that's a side note. That's a side note. All right. A couple of takeaways here. Mueller did not establish Trump committed any crimes. Period. End of story. Obviously, you guys know that. I don't have to go through that. In short, the Mueller report so far on my review is boring.
Right.
There's nothing in it. It's a boring document. I think after this weekend, after Easter, you're not going to hear much about it anymore. For that exact reason. All it does is vindicate Trump.
Well, I mean,
because I think most people realize.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just going to tell you that, like, it ain't going away. Like, you know,
I think it will.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler subpoenas full Mueller report.
That's fine.
So they're going to find out. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to keep it out there because it only helps them. Because, like we were talking about earlier about the Supreme Court thing or whatever, it's just, it only helps them that, you know, well, you can't, you know, look, new political battle. Nadler's right up there on Fox. They're going to just try to keep it out there that, you know, that this was a whitewash by Mueller. Oh, I mean, already you saw the thing where he didn't talk to Trump. He didn't talk to Don Jr.
But he had the choice to.
Right. Well, that's why
he was the special counsel.
That's why you can tell it's a whitewash because he didn't even try.
You can't put your entire hope in telling everyone in the world there's guaranteed Russian collusion.
And
this guy is the savior who's going to save the republic, Robert Mueller, the venerable. I mean, they had whole, like...
First of his name.
Yeah, I mean, they had whole TV shows dedicated. Like, CNN did a study on Robert Mueller. A multi-part series on what an honorable and upstanding man he was. And how he was incorruptible. They had a logo, guys. It said it's Mueller time. It was cute, like it's Miller time, but it's Mueller time. You cannot go through that and then convince every... People aren't that stupid. Some people are.
Right.
But not that many people. Not that many people. But I look through this thing, the more I look through it, I've not read the entire thing. And there are some fun things in here that we'll talk about. But the more I read through this thing, the more convinced I am that I was right. Mueller's goal was never to end the Trump presidency. He may have had a secondary goal to cover up the Hillary Clinton crimes.
Maybe.
But he absolutely never intended to end the Trump presidency because he could have. He could have. He could have demanded Trump testify. He could have charged other people, like real people, with more than just lying to the FBI. But Barron, what do you make of Mueller charging Manafort? What do you make of charging Stone? Well, they lied. Don't lie. He didn't charge him with crimes. He charged him with process crime. Well, he charged Manafort with crimes.
But that was all pre...
that was pre-Trump.
Yeah.
That was tax evasion and failing to register. Names I thought I would see in the Mueller report but didn't. Tony Podesta.
Greg Craig shows up there with Skadden Arps.
Oleg Deripaska. I would have liked a note in there that Fusion GPS was actively working with Moscow officials, Kremlin officials. True Russian collusion. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the...
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi, everybody. We've had a big change of seasons behind the storms with a rather brisk forecast. Much cooler today with a high temperature perhaps up to 60, but those winds gusting 15 to 25 miles per hour and higher will make it seem a lot colder. Occasional showers from time to time today and maybe a couple of leftover showers tonight. It turns colder tonight, low 45. The sun returns tomorrow, but still rather brisk, high 66. Gusty winds add a bite to the air. Then chilly again Saturday night, low temperature by Easter sunrise. Sunrise 45, but a great recovery during the day on Easter with a high near 80. Sunshine and nearly perfect for the holiday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. An astute listener raised a good point.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
The Human League is underrated, by the way. Very three-hit wonder.
You know, it depends on where you are, you know?
Well, I don't know.
You know, I'm just saying.
An astute listener raised the point that Saturday Night Live worshipped Mueller
Right.
And, I mean, they weren't the only ones.
Right.
I had a liberal friend who probably listened to this program but would never admit it. Because I know she used to listen. She used to text, and then she quit talking to me because I would always bring logic and rational thought to the discussion. And she was like, I can't handle this. And, you know how liberals are. It's all emotion. No rational thought, no logic. But I kept pointing out that if Trump had done anything wrong, it would have leaked by now. He is the most vetted candidate in the history of the United States. He has been in the public eye for 40 years. 40 consecutive years, this guy has been absolutely 100% in the public eye.
Baron, he won't release his tax returns.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either.
To hell with you, people.
Look, after you've been elected president.
I want Congress's tax return. I want Nancy Pelosi's.
Right. Just put it on everybody.
Yeah. I mean, if we're doing tax returns. So I just don't think people are going to see past that. My friends at Bath Innovations, they don't see past anything. In fact, they take your bathroom walls down to the studs around the bath and the sink and all that stuff, wherever they're replacing, because they don't want water damage creeping behind there and molding and mildewing and causing all the problems. Some of these other companies, these lesser companies that do the same, or they act like they do the same thing, they just push some acrylic or tile up over what you already have. And if there's damage behind it because the tile work was done improperly the first time, which happens a lot, you get squeezed water back there and you get mold and mildew and the wood's rotting. And they take it all the way down to the studs, and they're general contractors. So if there's a problem and the studs have rotted, they get in there and fix the problem. And I've seen pictures. They showed me some pictures of people that had problems that didn't know they had problems, and they were festering nightmares behind the walls. That's what Bath Innovations can do for you. So if you need, your shower redone or something like that, give Bath Innovations a call, 271-2723, 271-2723. You can check them out online, bathinnovations.com. Ask about the acrylic. Guys, that's what I'm telling you is the key right there, the acrylic. The acrylic is non-porous. It doesn't hold mold and mildew and all that stuff on there. You can just wipe it off with a rag. You don't have to have some specialty cleaning solution. It's durable as the day is long. It's not real heavy on the walls, so it doesn't tear up your walls and all that. And it looks amazing. Guys, this acrylic looks fantastic. You can get like a whole sheet of it. You can get like, they got marble. They've got granite look. They got everything. You can get it look like tile. They're actually, in the very, very, very near future, going to have a laser cut mold that looks like actual grout in between there. I mean, laser cut. It's just incredible what they're doing. And it's so convenient, so easy to clean. If you have rental properties, it's a no-brainer. Get on the phone with them, 271-2723. It's very quick. They're usually in and out in a day or two. They don't tear up your bathroom for weeks at a time. 271-2723, bathinnovations.com. And if you mention you heard it here on the radio, the new deal, start today. If you mention you heard it here on the radio, 10% off. 10% off. If you mention you heard it here on the radio, 10% off. Call Bath Innovations, 271-2723. Who's this?
David Barron. How are you?
David, you're on the air with Dave and Barron.
Hey, yeah, can you imagine if the Republicans had demanded Barack Obama's tax returns while he was in office?
I think they did. I think he'd released them.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Of course, he wasn't making much money while he was there. Now he's almost a billionaire.
Well, remember, there was a big thing about it, because there was a big thing about his first book deal, and then he didn't make any money, and then he came out with the second book, and that's it, and then they were rich, and yada, yada, yada.
Have you read either of his books?
No.
I did. The first one was terrible. It was almost unreadable. Second book?
And then they got a ghostwriter?
Yes.
Well, I mean, duh.
It was Bill Ayers. I also read Fugitive Days by Bill Ayers.
I have read that.
Dynamite book.
Yeah, I have read
that. You want me to let you in on a secret? It's the same book.
Right.
Same book. He basically patterned Obama's book after Fugitive Days. It reads the same way. Some of the characters seem like the same people.
Makes sense.
It's bizarre how similar they are.
And have you seen that Mouchel's memoir book is going to be the biggest selling memoir of all time? I'm like, who's buying this book?
A lot of people.
A lot of people will read that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
She's not liked on the right, but let's be honest. I mean, if we're just being honest, and I've said this before, I'm not shocking anybody with this. The Obamas have a pretty classy family. They got two girls who largely don't get in any trouble. They're not whoring themselves or out all over town. They seem to be smart kids who sort of keep the nose clean, keep to themselves. I think one of them was pictured one time smoking a joint. Guess what? Everybody smokes joints. I know you don't.
But but it's not shocking. You know,
80% of children.
It's not 1966,
right? And Michelle Obama, despite her trying to ruin the school lunch program, largely didn't embarrass the country. You know, she was a fairly classy woman, or man, or whatever she is. But she looks a little mannish, but she's classy. She's classy.
Yeah,
I think a lot of housewives will read her book.
Well, and listen, there is a large built-in audience for anything that the Obamas do, and it's built on the coalition of liberals and African-Americans that got them elected. I mean, and look, you can't, and that's the other thing. Like, the one thing that I think that a lot of people get wrong or... You know, is that for whatever reason, probably because he's the first African-American president, she's the first African-American first lady, they're icons for that community.
Well, they are. They're demagogues.
But they're icons for that community.
Sure. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And like, it's the first time I've ever seen a president's face on a shirt.
Is there something, think about something that you know is not like if you shone light on it. Because, sunshine is the number one antibacterial, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you shine a little light on it, it probably wouldn't hold up to, like, the standards that you think you hold yourself to. I think that, you know, but you irrationally defend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things. You know, like
I
Alabama
tell you,
football.
Whose tax returns I would absolutely like to see is Nancy Pelosi's, because I'd like to know how, while she's been in Congress, her and her husband have amassed a wealth of over $100 million.
Well, isn't he an executive for some...
I thought he's like a builder or something.
Yeah, they have holdings in, of all things, a pineapple company in like...
Yeah, that's right, Dole or something.
Over in Indonesia or someplace like that.
Well?
Yeah.
Yeah, and their wealth is largely overseas, of course.
You know how ESPN, the magazine, or Sports Illustrated, one of those, did an analysis of all the college football teams and basically said... Humans can't naturally gain as much weight as the average Alabama football player gains in from his freshman to sophomore years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's physically impossible. No other school does it. There's something going on. No human beings amass wealth like Congress critters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just don't. It's impossible. Not as a group, not as a whole, not as a class. Everybody knows it. That's why you end up with pineapple papers. That's why you end up with Panama Papers like Backus Inc., where he opens it the week he gets into office and closes it the week he gets out of office.
Sure.
That's why you end up with stuff like that.
Oh,
I got to run, David. This is a great call.
Is that the guy that when they told him that the economy was failing, he went to his broker and said, short everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same guy.
I mean...
Same guy.
You know what? I'd rather have $1 million and explain how I got it than not have $1 million.
Amen.
Words to live by.
You can defend yourself with that million. We'll be back. 11 till.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Confirmed this morning that my man Spencer over at Auburn House Wash will be coming out to Pike Road, Alabama to give an old house a bath, and I could not be happier. Guys, the price is... nobody could believe it when I told him how much it was. Everybody's like, he's going to wash your whole house for that? Yes, he is. Low-pressure, proprietary system. Doesn't damage your wood, doesn't damage the trim, doesn't damage the windows, your paint. Anything, your brick, nothing, your mortar, everything stays fine. It doesn't even matter whether it's a historic house or a brand new house. You might not want to wash a brand new house, but hey, maybe get all the construction grime and stuff off of it and have it just sparkle and shine. Guys, when you get your house a brand new bath, it looks amazing. It looks absolutely amazing. Auburn House Wash is the people to call. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. Of course, that's a 334 number. 826-WASH or Auburn House Wash. .com, auburnhousewash.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. They got great videos, time-lapse videos, before and after pictures and more. auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH. It's all the craze in this area. It's fantastic service. They got a truck dedicated to Montgomery and the River Region, so you're going to love them, I promise. 826-WASH. You can get a quote, really, within like 30 minutes or an hour. You call up there, give them your address. They'll look at the satellite images, and unless there's something weird, they'll be able to get you a quote, you know, to your email almost immediately. Our number 272-9228. We'll take some phone calls. Dave and Barron with Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing well, sir.
Before I swing into an area as far as the No Rules Friday, I wanted to just make a comment since you were talking about Michelle Obama. Could you have ever in your imagination think of Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, or Laura Bush referring to Barack Obama as a divorced dad? Like she did last week.
I didn't hear that.
I saw the comments. I mean, maybe.
And it's
maybe,
not based on his marital.
She said
what basically says what he's doing to you. Look at America, and America's kind of like a divorced dad. You see him once every now and then, and it's nice when you have him. But then when he leaves, you feel miserable. Everything's down, and that's how she was referring to the Trump presidency.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean. I get it. She's trying to make a point.
I mean, sit on the sideline. Be quiet. You had your 8 years. Just go into the shadows.
Well, they're a little bitter. I mean, he's undoing absolutely everything they put together, which is fine. I mean, that's what happens. Elections have consequences. I think the other thing is they're terrified he's going to go after them. And here's good advice. It's good PR advice sometimes you give your client. Sometimes when you know your client's cooked and going to be arrested, you tell your client to start attacking the people that are going to arrest them.
It's true.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you have to do that.
That's right. Sometimes.
It's not a common thing. Oftentimes, the best thing is shut your mouth. But like Avenatti, I think, knew at some point he was going to get arrested. So he goes after the head of the government.
Yeah, you start setting the, you know, you start
to make it look like a political prosecution.
Gotcha. What I want to talk about, last week, my daughter and I had the opportunity to go see the Two Cellos concert in Nashville, Tennessee. And I've driven through Nashville a time before, but if Montgomery really wanted to emulate and copy themselves as any one particular city, I don't know if there'd be a better city to copy than Nashville, Tennessee.
But we're not Nashville.
Right.
I know. But, I mean, other than, I think maybe a lot of it has to do with the different demographics. I mean, Grand Ole Opry, those type of things. It's pulling to an older audience. But Montgomery has so many wonderful things that they could kind of duplicate.
Here are the similarities. You have a county dominated by one city.
You have a capital.
You're in the capital.
You have a big river. You have a big river. You have a big car plant or presence. We have Hyundai. They have the headquarters of Nissan.
They have Nissan, but they also had GM right south of them. They have a plant in Mount Juliet. They got a plant.
Similar.
There are a lot of similarities. There are a lot of massive differences in that Nashville has a built-in tourist industry of high income, and has for decades of high income, high disposable income people. Montgomery doesn't have that. Montgomery's tourists are usually here for the civil rights tour.
Although, I know that just the EJI thing has changed the amount of people and the type of people that we get coming here.
Correct. But the people going to Nashville are looking to party and go to country clubs and
country honky tonks,
hear music, fake go to concerts, do that kind of stuff. You know. People coming here are looking to be somber and reflective, and this is a spiritual pilgrimage. They're not out there spending $2,000 at Johnny Zip.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I would say the other thing is that Nashville sort of declared themselves open for business and welcomed new people, new money. You know, every time a country person gets a big song on the chart, what do they do, Baron?
They open a bar.
And they buy a house in Brentwood.
Buy a house in Brentwood, yeah. They did.
And their money stays there.
Right.
And,
But they all open a bar. Downtown Nashville is littered with superstar bars.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
It is.
They are. But, I mean, you know what? But if you want to go down there and go to Keith Urban's bar, you can.
Yeah, I was there last year.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Keith Urban's bar.
But you know what I mean.
We all got bars. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, sir. There are similarities, but there are massive differences.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
And I think the biggest difference is...
It's good in theory.
Yeah.
It briefs well. But I think that's... I think that it's a little less what you're talking about and a little more of the less welcoming environment.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Just a quick question.
Mike, did you go to Mom Hours last night?
No, I did not.
Randall was worried sick all night. He was trying to find you.
No, I'm sorry. I catch him next Wednesday. I had to do the family thing.
That's okay. New
had to get, let the old lady get some sleep. Just a little conspiracy out there. I know, you know, people talk about Obama 8 years. You know, like I said, that's what you're supposed to do. You stick to your political party or whatever. I never hear or rarely hear Trump saying anything about Obama. And I want to know, have you heard any conspiracies out there? Or like, is Trump working for the other side or... Or he just half respectful, the former president, or just, I'm going to hang up and just listen.
Well, I don't understand your question. I'll be happy to address it, but I want to get some clarity. Okay. What do you mean you don't hear him mentioning Obama anymore or before the presidency?
Now, well, you know how Obama...